Welcome to the Art of Alchemy podcast with me, Natasha de Grunwald. In this podcast, we will be looking at all of the gifts that life brings you and how a shift in perspective, even if it's just 1%, can create an absolutely different experience of your life. We will be looking at inner leadership and how you can always open up to the river of wisdom and inspiration that life brings. Hi, it's Natasha here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm really looking forward to recording this episode, which is all around what is expansiveness. And the reason I'm going to be talking to you about this is because I've just been so challenged this week by being really present and being really in a place of surrendering and letting go of control. And I noticed that this has brought up such a feeling of expansiveness for me, which is perfect because, as many of you know, I have an incredible 4-day online workshop coming up, which is called Expansive AF. And it's kind of perfect because it's shown me areas that I didn't realize in my life that were happening that were actually preventing me from having another level of expansiveness. Now, many of you know that I like to have a lot of fun. I like to be quite naughty. I like to really actively like to have lots of joy in my life. And I seek that out. I create it. I put myself into environments where I can be naughty. I can be joyful because that is important to me. And my whole business is actually being created around the idea of joy and self-expression and creativity and all those things. So it was really interesting to me that this challenge, I suppose you could call it, of how present can I be? How much can I surrender control? Where can I notice what I'm doing to numb myself? This has been a kind of add-on to how expansive I feel. And it's come up for me in various different ways all at the same time. So I keep seeing the universe inviting me to surrender, to let go of control, to stop trying to plan everything, control everything, push everything, you know, and just be really super present. And in that being super present and just allowing myself to be, it has given me a whole new level of a feeling of expansiveness, which is, you know, it's just great. I'm loving it. And yet at the same time, don't get me wrong, it is bringing up my shadow side. It is bringing up my triggers. I'm feeling quite emotional a lot of the time because I'm being so challenged to be present, so challenged to be letting go of control. And for a self-confessed control freak, that's really difficult. It makes me feel so wobbly. And so what I've been doing is just, I guess, just really being with all of the feelings that are there. And when I say all of the feelings, I've literally been going through the full spectrum every day. So noticing how in the morning I'm feeling absolutely elated, and then later on in the day I'm feeling absolutely gutted, and kind of everything in between. And, you know, for me, being challenged and triggered and having to sit with surrendering and not being in control in relationships, in my life, in my business, it's really hard. And yet it's just perfect. It's so beautiful. I'm feeling the benefits of it so much. And what I'm really noticing as well is not only am I really sort of seeing where I am expanding, I'm expanding my awareness of myself. I'm expanding my ability to be with my whole self. You know, rather than often I'll just make myself busy. And in that busyness, I'm actually numbing out from some of the things that I might be feeling or experiencing. Well, right now, because I'm being so invited to let go of control and so invited to be surrendering to things and so invited in all of that to just being present with what is, I am really feeling all of my feelings and having this greater awareness of all of the things that are going on for me internally. And that's really building a confidence actually in myself, because I'm able to sit in my discomfort and feel those feelings and also be kind of like quite, I guess, amazed or also in awe of how things pass, you know. And so that also gives me a feeling of expansiveness, because it's like, okay, I can be with this, I can be in this discomfort, I can be in the feeling of like, oh, I don't know what's happening with this person, I don't know what's happening in this aspect of my business, I don't know what's happening with, you know, what I want next or whatever it might be. And yet sitting with that feels really amazing, not running from it, not trying to cover it up. And something that happened, was it last week, the week before? I had been invited to go and do two breathwork sessions at a live event in Scotland. And it was just so phenomenal because I was so happy getting to travel, getting to be with incredible people, getting to be in an amazingly inspiring space for 2 days, getting to do what I love, which is hold space for people with breath work. It was, you know, just like allowing myself to get there and be in my absolute zone of genius, which is when I hold breath works. And yet I had to surrender control because the schedule of the event was changing quite a lot. And I think the first breath work I knew when it was going to be, but the second one, it was like suddenly after lunch, okay, you're on now. And I had to really surrender and just trust myself that I was, you know, I had wanted to double check the playlist. I'd wanted to just sit for a few minutes and meditate and really get, you know, call in everything that I wanted to say throughout the breath work, I guess. And that didn't happen. And so I had to surrender control and I had to be present. And I had to bring myself very powerfully into full presence so that I could hold a safe and transformational space for the people that were breathing in my, you know, with me. And that felt, it felt really good. And the breath work was one of the best breath works I've ever done. Amazing testimonials from people after, incredible transformations happening throughout the experience that I'd created for people. And a lot of that came from my absolute being able to surrender to being able to feel all the feelings, like the panic, the excitement, and bring myself into presence and breathe and connect to what I was doing and connect to my passion and my love, and then just deliver the breathwork experience from that place. And that place came within me from a place of surrender and complete trust and just fully stepping into the present moment. And it was beautiful, and it couldn't have been better. It really couldn't. And I think that gave me something really, really empowering. And I just felt so connected. And I don't think I've ever done something where I've had so many people having their whole bodies activated in a really powerful but safe way, and then sharing with me what had come up for them in the breathes. And it was just, yeah, it was amazing. The other thing that happened at that same event is that my friend and colleague, it was her event, she had a stage, and someone stormed the stage, and they said, and then she looked at me and she spoke into the mic and she said, "I cannot believe that you weren't the one that stormed the stage," because her and I had stormed a stage together a few months ago at we share a coach, and we'd stormed the stage together at this coach's event. We'd had such a laugh. It was so fun. It was so naughty. Neither of us cared if we got chucked out. We were just like absolutely enjoying ourselves. And so when I didn't storm the stage, when I wasn't the first, she was like really shocked. And you know what happened next is this was not planned. I just found myself on stage, and I didn't even know what I was going to do. And in that present moment, I just surrendered to what my gut was guiding me towards. And I stripped off on stage, down to my bra and knickers in front of like 70 or so people. And I like shook my stuff and laughed with my friend on stage. And I said, you know, and this is it, this is me. And I just exposed myself, and it felt really scary. It also felt incredibly fun and joyful. I was really meeting my edges, and I was just absolutely in surrender. I was surrendering to that being the perfect next thing for me to be doing. It came out of nowhere. You know, it wasn't a conscious choice. I just did it. And I loved it. And I just love how present I was, and how I surrendered to the present moment, and surrendered to some kind of thing within me that was like, get on stage and strip off. I mean, we hold ourselves back so often from being the expanded version of ourselves. But when we allow ourselves to just be us without fear of judgment, with true trust in it being perfect, it's so fun. And this is really what I want to invite you all to come and join me to experience with me together. You know, let's see where our edges are. Let's see what it's like to be in that place of being expansive as fuck, and a bit wild and a bit rebellious, and also gentle and tender, and to be in a real place of listening and really honoring our felt sense and our gut instinct, and having autonomy and all of these things, because these are all things that I'm going to be looking at and sharing with you and talking about and experiencing with you throughout the 4 days. So another area that I'm being encouraged to let go of control is in a personal relationship I'm having at the moment, which is so incredibly blissful and joyful and heart-opening and sexy and naughty and juicy and all the things. And, you know, the whole spectrum is there. I'm vulnerable, I'm tender, I'm having to really look at myself and where I'm trying to control everything to keep myself safe. And it actually is like a daily practice to be in trust to be trusting myself that I will know if anything is beyond my edges, if anything is beyond my boundaries, and just be in the space of knowing that my heart is open. And how can I surrender to keeping my heart open when it's bringing up tenderness, when it's bringing up my shadows, when it's bringing up my inner child and my craving to be seen and loved and not rejected and all of the things? So it's like this beautiful spectrum of life being offered to me right now, and it's all there. Some of it is hard and some of it is so beautiful, and all of it I know is 100% perfect for what it is that I'm meant to be learning right now. Because this challenge, this control, surrender, trusting, being present is coming up in so many areas that I know it's absolutely for my highest good. It's not the universe working against me. And I know in this surrendering and this letting go of control, in this trusting, in being present with an open heart, I am risking being hurt. I am risking things not turning out as I planned, you know. However, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to be in this with the business, with relationship, with all the other areas. I'm not saying no, I'm saying yes with an open heart. Yes, teach me, show me, guide me, let me go to this next level. And I realize how long I've been controlling things, how much that has been based around not trusting that life has got my back, not trusting that life understands what it is that I want. Like, I don't have to keep pushing and forcing things to have the things I want in life. I am very clear about the things that I want in my relationships. I'm very clear about what I want my business to look like. So I don't need to keep pushing it, you know. And I hope this is resonating with you. Like, where can you just soften a little bit? It doesn't mean let go. It doesn't mean surrender to the point of not doing anything, just lolling around in bed all day. And, you know, I don't believe that's too far the other way of like, I might loll around in bed for half a day, or I might loll around in bed for a whole day. But I know that there is like action that needs to be taken if I want to have relationships or have a business or, you know, work with particular students or serve my clients. Like, I can't just lie in bed all the time. But it's also not going to the other extreme of having to push and force and control everything. And this is just such a lesson for me at the moment. And today I was in a group coaching call with one of my coaches, and she was also talking about like, what is aliveness? So we're talking the same language. She's saying alive, I'm saying expansive. And where can we soften? Where are we numbing ourselves? Where are we conditioning ourselves? Because conditioning ourselves, you know, really prevents us from having expansiveness. When we're worried about what people think all the time, when we aren't allowing ourselves to be too much, you know, that is our conditioning. And we, all of us, it doesn't matter what gender you are, we've all been conditioned to behave a certain way. We've been taught what's right or wrong, palatable, how you'll be liked, not liked, what you can and can't say, who you can and can't be, what you should and shouldn't do, all the judgments. And yet we have an opportunity, like what is right for me might not be right for you. My wild and rebellious side might look very different to yours. But shall we do something together to actually find our edges, find what it means for us to be wild and rebellious, find what it means to be surrendering and trusting and still in our potent power? You know? So I hope this has been helpful for you. I really do. And I really hope you're going to come and join me for Expansive as Fuck, because it's going to be so beautiful in so many ways, so much joy, so much bliss, so much fun, so many games, beautiful connections, so much love. I just can't wait to share it with you. And I am just now surrendering and trusting that those of you that are feeling this vibe are going to take that bit of action towards the future that you want for yourself, whatever that looks like. Let's explore that together. All right, beautiful. I will see you in the next episode. I'm also just really have to quickly say I'm so excited about some of the guest interviews I've done recently. And I don't know if I've mentioned this, but I'm recording some mini series with different people. So there's going to be one around death. There's going to be one around men. There's going to be one around sex and intimacy. So yeah, I just sort of felt like it'd be really nice to do little blocks, like little mini series. So that's coming soon. And yeah, that's it for now. So much love to you. Take good care of yourself. I'll see you in the next episode.